This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The Kentucky Derby Museums continue to host visitors as Churchill Downs prepares for the Kentucky Derby. Museum Director of Communications Rachel Collier says this year's been one to get used to changes.
We are all kind of getting used to changes at this point. Of course, the announcement, no spectators at the Derby. It's going to be a historic year. But, you know, it is running. It's the 146th running. It has never not run. So it will certainly be one for the history books, that's for sure.
Rachel says don't forget the museum can help you feel the Derby experience anytime.
We want people to know, first of all, we're open, so come see us. And number two, you know, a lot of people, everyone is going to be missing out on Derby in person this year. And we still want to make sure that people have that experience. And we like to say at the Kentucky Derby Museum, it is Derby every day. So any day you walk in our doors, any day of the year, it's supposed to feel like Derby.
She adds the best way to feel the Derby experience is to watch the greatest race.
It is under 20 minutes. It's in an oval movie theater. It looks like a racetrack. It's an oval screen, 360-degree screen. And it takes you from the life of a thoroughbred, from being born, all the way up to what it takes to make that horse into a Derby contender.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Traveling the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.